the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Kyle Tucker, fourth inning, 0-0, two men on. And he got jammed, but this one is a seeing eye single. It's going to get through, and the Astros see Brantley come around to score, and they lead it 1-0 as Kyle Tucker delivers the first run of the game.
Inducing that soft contact.
Correa hits this one far. Kepler looks up, and just as we talked about no power, Alex Correa hits a home run on the ground and through. And Kyle Tucker's delivered again as Brantley comes in to score. And the Astros pad their lead, now up 3-1. That's strike three from Presley, and the Astros win it 3-1. And they sweep the wild card series 2-0, holding the Twins offense completely in check.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and haters gonna wait because the Astros aren't dead yet. Who the hell's Alex Correa, by the way? Let's do this. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, Lord Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. You'll see AJ's smiling, beautiful face. You'll see me trying to hide behind my computer, but you can also comment there, and you'll hear what goes on in the breaks. And it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently when you call, text, tweet, show off your Astros tattoo on your junk. Put odds on it. What are the odds that... That's going to piss people off that your Astros advanced.
Who's pissed off about it?
Yeah, the rest of the baseball world.
Oh, well, suck it. Who cares about that?
I think it's actually the best thing in the world for baseball. Because, I mean, let's face it, this is a crappy sport. And with a bunch of crappy teams that aren't very interesting, other than, say, Fernando Tatis or the Yankees. The Dodgers, because they're, you know, perennial failures. But it's good that they have a bad guy.
Yeah,
and
well, they've got a couple, but it can't hurt to have another one.
Well, no, I mean, but everybody hates the Astros, so everybody's going to keep watching and rooting against them. I think it's a good thing for baseball. It's certainly a good thing for Houston fan.
It's created a lot of A's and or White Sox fans, I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah, which, you know, okay, from people who haven't paid attention to, probably couldn't name one player on either team.
On
the White Sox or the A's. They're going to be White Sox or A's fans.
So, probably right.
Chris said, I thought I was the only one who heard the announcer call Carlos Correa Alex Correa.
No, we all heard that.
Yeah, that was that's a little bit of a fail.
That's going to happen. Listen, the Astros getting it done, it doesn't make you forget that they sucked all season, but it is a fresh start, and, you know, by this time, well, maybe not by this time, in 42 hours from now or 36 hours from now, they'll be one of 8 teams left with a chance to win the whole thing. So
yeah.
That's where you want to be.
Well, and it kind of feels like the playoffs now. I mean, I mean with the whole phony sort of play-in 3-game series deal.
It's like they just won a wild card game.
Yeah.
I mean, is what it feels like.
That's what it feels like. So they're actually in now. And it doesn't matter that they were under 500. Now, technically, they're 500.
Will they be popping champagne?
God, I hope not.
I feel like it's probably not allowed in COVID times, but that would be really, really disappointing if they started popping champagne after winning that series. I expect better.
I do, too. I expect them to act like they've done this before, because guess what? They have.
They have.
But looking ahead... I mean, they can beat the A's or the White Sox.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they'll be favored, but They also aren't playing a team that has now lost 18 straight postseason games, which,
that's
my
ridiculous.
Goodness. What are the odds of that?
How do you even do that?
Since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. I don't know. But you can't lose 18 until you lose the first 17. I know that much.
Damn right, brother.
So, yeah, but I mean, now it feels like they're actually in the playoffs and not part of the gimmick. And we'll see. I know Aaron's all excited because he's wearing all his Astros gear in there.
A shirt, but yes, I'm excited.
I still
enjoy players on that team, and I enjoy watching them play. Now, this season was, I don't really count this season anyways, because it didn't, I mean, 60 games, there wasn't enough to actually get into. Sometimes it was fun to watch, but a lot of times it felt like watching a bunch of spring training games.
Well, and then the last month, football was here, and I just didn't care about baseball at all, honestly. And
I still don't, except for the Astros.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, will you watch a World Series if the Astros aren't in it?
Probably not. Because there's probably going to be other stuff to watch.
Yeah.
For being a 1-0 game, the Atlanta and Cincinnati game was entertaining to
God,
me.
God, poor Reds.
Because watching
Trevor
bases
Tyler
loaded,
Bauer.
Get like, out of it.
Trevor
Runner
Tyler
on third,
Bauer had
get
probably
out
the best pitching performance we've seen in playoffs in a long, long time. And got zero run support. And the Reds lose in what, 13? Was that what, or 14?
Yeah, 13.
13.
My goodness. They had the bases loaded multiple times. I mean, I guess that's Reds baseball for you. I don't think anybody went in thinking the Reds were going to be big-time players in this thing. And now they kind of just burned their ace. So good luck for the rest of this thing.
Reds baseball, we're just happy to be here.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's kind of like the Jays.
You know? It's not like the Braves are unbeatable. They're certainly beatable, but boy, when you lose with that on the mound,
yeah, you're supposed to win that game. Yeah,
I mean that's a tough thing to overcome. I guess kind of the good thing for them, I feels kind of like they have a pitching advantage in the rest of this thing. I mean, they've got Luis Castillo, Sonny Gray going still. I don't know what the Braves do. I guess Kyle Wright and maybe Ian Anderson. I don't know. I haven't looked at their rotation for the playoffs, but I'm guessing that's who it would be. I feel like the Reds still have a pitching advantage, but that's kind of Tyler Bauer's luck this year. I think he was like a 500 pitcher, and his ERA was like below 1.75.
Yeah.
So.
But he says he should win the NL Cy Young. So no
maybe
doubt.
He should.
I think he's one of the top two or three guys for sure.
I don't know if it's a slam dunk like we were saying. And man, I kind of feel bad. Well, and I do feel bad for the Padres because I want the Padres to win. I like that team, but without Lamet, without Clevinger. And they just announced that today,
yeah,
which is really unfortunate if you were to, say, bet Padres series price when these playoff things were announced. Boy, now you don't feel as good. And then the Brewers, were up against it anyway. Well, now they're up against it without their best relief pitcher. So those things being announced now, not exactly ideal, but
yeah, you'd like to go and hit cancel on those bets if you played those.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. I don't have a lot of interest in these other series.
I'm curious who wins, but I'm not going to sit there and watch every inning
same.
Of them. You know,
yeah.
I guess that's my point.
I'll be watching some of them. I mean, I don't know. Is there even a game on tonight, or is it just the NBA Finals? So, is there a baseball game on in the evening?
I think so because you got everybody playing tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yankees are at 5, and Brewers are at 8.
Now.
Brewers Dodgers at 8.
Yeah, I'll be watching the basketball over the baseball tonight. Yeah. Certainly.
Yeah, they got a bunch of them going now, but you do have some games tonight. There's going to be overlap here. This is unprecedented in the Ronaverse.
Yeah.
I mean,
boy, your Blue Jays are taking it in the pants right now. It looks like
it's 7-1, I think.
Yeah, it looks like their run's going to be over pretty quick.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's only the third inning, too. I think we all kind of thought, hey, they're just lucky to be here. They're way ahead of schedule with this young team. So,
and they clearly could use some pitching help.
Yeah, that was always going to be the weak spot. And guess what the strength of the Rays is?
Pitching.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty
at
good
it.
At it. And
you give them a grand slam in the second inning, and they're hard to beat.
Yeah, yeah. And
Marlins beating the Cubs 5-1. Would that be fun? Would that be fun to see the Marlins win? I mean, I don't want to sit there and watch every Marlins game if they do, but it'd be kind of fun.
I don't know. Was it fun the last two times the Marlins have won?
Yeah, but these guys are, you know, they're not, those teams were actually bought and paid for to win, right?
Yeah.
These are just a bunch of guys that we all wrote off.
They were sort of bought and paid for. It was like, they went after a couple free agents, but it wasn't like they were super teams.
No, but they kind of went all in with those teams. They spent money, they dismantled them after they won.
It's not really that they spent money. It's just they had guys at the end of their contracts, and once they won, they decided not to spend money. So,
right.
Like, Josh Beckett, oh, you're the hero. Bye.
Thanks.
Enjoyed it. Carl Pavano, what a great season. Hey, go get those bunch of millions the Yankees are going to give you and you're not going to live up to. Enjoy that. So it's not like it's, Paul Goldschmidt with a bombski off of Paddock in the first inning and Padres' chances slimming. Paul Goldschmidt, my son's favorite baseball player for some reason.
I don't blame him. He's one of my favorites too. I just love watching that guy play. When he was for sale, I was really hoping the Astros would go after him because I just thought, man, that guy, of course they're not going to spend the kind of money that it was going to take, and they had Yuli. They didn't, but to me, when he's on his game, he's as good as anybody.
Yeah,
and he's consistent, and he just rakes. I love it.
So my son's baseball program, what they do is they take your when he gets in the cage or whatever, they take video of him pitching and hitting, and then they comp him up to a player, and they show what he does, what he could do better, what the pros obviously doing better, and it's like frame by frame stuff. And they've got camera angles all over the place. It's kind of high tech stuff. It's kind of interesting. I wish I had it when I was a kid. But when they said, "Who's your favorite baseball player?" He was like, "Paul Goldschmidt," and his coach was like, "Really? All right. Well, I'll have to find that," because he had to go through like everybody here is like, "Oh, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, George Springer," and he's
yeah.
Finally, he said, "Oh, how about now, while I look for Paul Goldschmidt, we do you with Aaron Judge?" And he showed him Aaron Judge. And, of course, now my kid's like, "Oh, yeah, that's coming, buddy. It's coming." And I'm like, oh yeah, son. As soon as you're 6'8", it's coming. Good luck. But
this is your older one, though. He might wind up being 6'8".
I don't know. I think the little one's going to end up being bigger than him.
Oh, but, wow.
Was that an in the Parker?
No. That was just a single to center.
They had a double right before that.
Jeez. Yeah.
Can Tatis pitch?
I don't think so. I mean, and this is with Lamet and Clevinger out, Chris Paddock's their only good starter. So this was the game that they really needed. They're in trouble. But who's pitching for the Cardinals? Flaherty?
I think so, yeah.
He might stink it up, too, because even though he was like, he's the big name and he went into this season like as a Cy Young favorite, he stunk it up this season, too. I know, because he was on my fantasy team. So he may blow it, too.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal Box of Awesome collections for guys guaranteed to upgrade your life. I love The Aged, which is an aging kit for your favorite booze. They've got something for everybody, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. I'm looking forward to the flip of gorgeous folding knife made from Damascus steel. To get started, take a quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday? 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And you know, your Astros have advanced, so pretty easily.
Yep.
I kind of, you know, we talk about sad sports cities.
I don't want to say easily because it ain't like they hit a whole lot either.
No, but they didn't have to because the damn Twins were, especially when it got late and they got behind.
And the
Twins, was there any chance you thought those guys were going to come back?
Giving away base runners on the base pass, like, you can't do that. You can't get picked off first base in a game.
No, and thrown out at home.
Yeah.
I mean.
Although, I'll be honest, I thought for sure he was going to score on that. And it never showed the angle of him rounding third. I don't know if he slowed up or if he just had a terrible break. But when that ball went over Tucker's head, I mean, if I'm the third base coach, once I see that, I'm automatically sending that guy. So I don't know if it was poor base running or if the third base coach should have lightened up or if it was just a great play by Tucker.
Yeah.
But
his knee's been messed up too.
Who? Oh, not Tucker you're talking about.
No.
The base run? I don't even remember who it was.
Yeah, he was running sorely on it from first to second and then from second to third. And I guess when he rounded, his knee like started to give out already that he was already having trouble with during the season. And it became like a hobble as fast as you can kind of thing.
Well, that'll do it. But, yeah, that's a that was one where I was like, I was shocked that the ball got there when it did. I was like, oh, he's gonna walk in.
Maldonado made a nice play on it too.
He did.
Yeah, that was the other half of that play. But
by the way, what a horrendous job by the umpiring crew. The home plate umpire was terrible. I mean, he was equally terrible for both sides.
Not according to my friends who are Astros fans. But
kicking
yeah.
Rosario out of the game. Dude, it's the playoffs, man. These guys, emotions are high. And unless he calls you a mother effer, don't kick guys out of the game. And George Springer made a stink about a pitch earlier, and they didn't kick him out, which they shouldn't have, mind you. But the umpire was clearly having a bad day, and I think by the time Rosario got to him, he realized that he kind of sucks today. And then how do you miss two in a row at first base that the Twins have to get them both reversed? Like, is it that hard?
Hungover.
It's got to be.
Afternoon game, right?
Gotta
they all be. Went out and partied last night. And like, oh, man, we got to umpire a game today. I just, I assume that the Astros are going to get every bad call because there's no way Major League Baseball wants them to keep going, even though it's great for Major League Baseball to have this narrative happening. But, I thought they did kind of a crappy job. So,
it's not Flaherty. Kwang Hyun Kim. Somebody said I was a fake Korean baseball fan because I haven't been talking about Koo Chang Mo.
He died, didn't he?
He got hurt.
Yeah, he's dead.
Broke his forearm.
So, kind of hard to talk about him when he's dead.
Yeah. Trust me, I'd be beating the drum for him. That should be your Astros opening day starter next year.
Well,
won't be Justin Verlander.
No,
nope,
not unless he learns to throw lefty in the offseason.
Yeah. If I'm the Astros, I would trade Verlander for Koo Chang Mo. Like, that might be the move.
Good luck with that.
You don't think they'd go for that? The Dinos wouldn't go for that?
Yeah, we'd love to have a guy who's not going to be able to pitch in 2021.
But the Dinos will say, hey, maybe we can re-sign him. You know, he'd be big for us over here in Korea. But no. Okay. Well,
no.
What are you
gonna
do?
Nice try, though. You know, maybe just go and pay the transfer fee like they do in soccer. And
the Astros aren't doing that.
Get him over here on his own.
You got to win a bid to negotiate with him, and then you got to pay him. I don't think the Astros are doing that in a pandemic year. They should, but they won't.
Everybody's got the same pandemic, AJ.
I know.
I mean, it's. Didn't talk about this, but I guess Yuli signed a 1-year extension yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it. That's good news, man, because honestly, everybody's talking about Correa and Springer right now and where they're going to be at the end of the season. No one's talking about Josh Reddick because nobody wants him back. But the guys that have kind of gone under the radar to me are Yuli and Michael Brantley. And I'll be honest, I think right now I would rather take Michael Brantley at Michael Brantley money than George Springer at George Springer money.
I'd like to see him back, no question. And maybe the same kind of deal he just signed for 2 years for reasonable money.
Yeah,
if you can get him back for that, that's a...
Even if you have to pay a little more than you did the last 2 years, I feel like he probably deserves a little bit more.
I think he's earned it, yeah.
But he seemed... That's the guy, honestly, any big situation, that's the Astros hitter I want at the plate. I know that sounds weird because they've got former MVPs and... MVP runners up and George
Trash
Springer
canners,
who's about to get paid big money, but I would rather have Michael Brantley up than Bregman, Altuve, Correa, Springer, you name them. I would rather have Brantley at the plate.
Well, he's less mercurial than those other guys. I mean, he's just steady.
He puts
the ball
reliable.
In play. Yes, yes, and you need that. So yeah, I'd like to see him back. And
That's what you would have said about Jose Altuve until this season, is he's reliable.
Because once you can't cheat anymore, you know, sorry, Altuve. But I'd like to see him back. And, I mean, if you can't keep Springer, theoretically, isn't that what Tucker's supposed to do?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's what he's there for. That's why you were so desperate to hang on to him.
I'd like to have both of them. I'd like to bring Springer back, but it'd have to be something reasonable. And
I don't think it's going to be reasonable. I've come to grips with letting him go and just finding another Josh Reddick. Find another solid player that isn't a superstar, but is a nice defensive piece, and you can throw him out there.
But here's my concern about that. You don't have Jeff Luhnow out there finding these guys.
That is true.
And, I mean, he's the guy who went out and found Brantley and said, hey, this guy's a great fit. Went out and got Charlie Morton and guys like that. That's what I need to see. I don't know that they can just as easily find somebody on a 1 or 2 year deal the way they did with Brantley, because we don't know what this new front office is going to look like.
Right.
So... 713-780-ESPN.
By the way, all the discussion about Jose Altuve this year and how far he fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen Christian Yelich's stats?
No, I know he had a rough time of it, but I didn't really.
Christian Yelich hit .205 this season. I mean,
is that American or Canadian?
He was playing in Milwaukee, so that's American .205. What? 205? My goodness.
You see that, though, especially with these 60 games. I mean, we've seen guys play like garbage for 60 games and then get on fire for 40, and all of a sudden you look up and it's like, oh, it's a down year. He hit .289.
The scary thing is, though, when you just sign him to like a 9-year, whatever it is, extension, $1 billion extension, that becomes a little bit nerve-wracking, I would guess, if you were the Brewers.
Agreed.
9 years, $215 million.
Yeah, you know, worth every penny.
Yeah.
How much is that per hit?
Maybe he'll just, you know, I'm sure by 2029 he'll be back to MVP form. And you can fade 9 years of him hitting .205 if that's what ends up happening. Oh, I thought that was going to get out of there for a minute. Well, Padres at least get one back in the... in the bottom of the first, so
there you go. Not over yet.
Trying to make it a ball game.
Yeah, it's kind of over, but hey. Somebody said they brought it up in the broadcast. A lot of big hitters are down in these 60 games, and that was to be expected. I don't know that you expect as many of them, but I mean, you go back and look, and Altuve had some bad stretches at times, not 60 game long.
No.
But Springer had bad stretches. Bregman, if you just took the start of the season and played the first 60 games, you would say, not so good.
Right.
So, I mean, all these guys go through it, but at some point you'd expect them to bounce out of it a little bit by the end of it. But, you know, it's surprising, I guess, but it's not, you know, I'm not shocked by it. So somebody wants to, somebody asked, what are the odds AJ Hinch and Luhnow are back with the Astros next year? I'd be fine with that. But
I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, though. Like, listen, there's a lot of respect for James Click in the baseball world. I think the Astros feel like they basically got Luhnow light. And if they were to bring back either one of those guys, because let's face it, baseball managers aren't that important. Like, A.J. Hinch wouldn't have this. How many more games would they have won with him instead of Dusty? I don't know.
Probably about the same. Yeah.
So
Josh brought up a really good point. Baseball managers don't win games. They can lose them.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't win games.
But now, the GM is a big deal, but I think they feel like they got, you know, the next big thing, the next Jeff Luhnow. And we don't know yet because we haven't really had an off season to see what he can do.
He hasn't had an opportunity to really do anything. The only thing that didn't happen was the trade deadline. And I think because it's a weird year, you can't really judge him on that.
I don't blame him. They made the playoffs anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's something out there they could have gotten that would have put them over the top, honestly.
Well, and I would have said, hey, I wish they'd have gone out and gotten some bullpen help. But, boy, their bullpen was pretty good these two games.
Well, because they used starters for the bullpen, basically.
Yeah, but they also, I mean, what, Framber 5 innings and then Javier 3 innings today. Yep. I mean, that really won the games for them was how well those guys pitched. Now, I don't know how that lines up when you get to a 5-game series, what you do there. Do you combine Greinke and Framber again, or do you say, okay, Zach, we need 6 innings out of you and go more traditional?
Boy, there's such quick hooks, and Barrios getting pulled in that game today was surprising to me. Like, I hate that managers, when you get in the playoffs, it's like the first sign of trouble, they're pulling pitchers. You don't ride with the guys who got you here all season. It's like, oh, my God, we got to do something. They scored a run in the second inning. What are we going to do? So,
but going forward, I mean, I think you'd feel okay if you had, you know, Greinke pitches like you did yesterday, although you want more innings. But if you had Greinke, Framber, and Urquidy as your starters, you're not going to be blown out of the water until you play the Yankees.
Yeah.
And that's not even counting McCullers. So.
And that's the what we were talking about with going back to what we were talking about with the managers and the GM and why they wouldn't come back. You've almost as long as the Astros don't get to the World Series or win the World Series this year, I think people will stop talking about the 2017 thing. If they go out and win it again or they're in it again.
But that would be awesome.
It would be awesome. But
as someone who rooted for Darth Vader, I think this would be the greatest thing ever.
But what you would get from that is another year of talking about them being big fat cheaters and how it's horrible for baseball. But who cares, which is what I've always said. For whatever reason, Astros fans seems to care what the national media and what other people's fan bases think of them. I don't know why for the life of me. But if you bring back Hinch or Luno, you're just opening that can right back up.
Open it up as far as I'm concerned. Hey, man, I'm pulling out my lightsaber and I'm killing Obi-Wan.
Like I said,
I'm ready to go.
I don't think A.J. Hinch is worth the hassle.
No.
But, you know, if
James, to me, Luno was always the bigger loss.
Way bigger loss.
Crane doesn't want that heat.
He doesn't. He's trying.
He's still a relatively new owner.
When Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock got in their fight on air. And I was like, it was a big national story, and I was trying to get people to forget about it. And John and Lance kept bringing it up on air and reenacting it on air every day for like a week. That'd be the same thing as them bringing back Luno and Hinch. Let's not let the wound heal. All right.
That was my favorite part. It wasn't do the show, bitch. It was what teams? What teams?
Give me the team.
Now I'm just ruined it by bringing it back. But you know what? That's what people do with stuff like this. I mean, there are some people out there that are so pathetic, like that John Boy guy and all those people, that this is what they have. This is their life. This is what they hang on to. I think it's pathetic. But you know what? As long as you have something, you know, I kind of feel like, you know what? We've got alcohol. We've got fun. We've got good things to hang on to. And I got my bookie to bet on. I mean, how can you not be happy with that? And guys, you want to get in on your Astros? They were dogs both those games, and you want to get in whoever they play next. MyBookie's the place to go. Any of this baseball happening, NBA tonight. You want to get in on the football tomorrow night. You got Thursday night football, big college slate this weekend, NFL. It's all on MyBookie. And the best part is when you win, they pay. And believe me, I've had a lot of problems with other sites trying to get paid when I won. Win, they're more than happy to take your money, but you win, a little bit of a problem. Not with MyBookie. MyBookie is fantastic. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals, and fast withdrawals. And that is critical, especially now with you want to get your money. You can do live betting. I've been doing a lot of that. That's fun. Parlays, whatever you want. You can bet on all the election stuff. It's all there. And if you join today, MyBookie is going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when signing up. That's promo code radio. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Reminder, if you're not hearing the signal very well on 97.5 and you're on the west side, 92.5 is fan-freaking-tastic. That's what I listen to, because basically from East Downtown to Galleria, that's the stronger signal. So you have a choice, and we hope you have them both on preset, flip back and forth, or join us on Twitch. You can always do that. Nice and clear there, nice and clear on the stream. Squeeze in a couple calls. We'll start with David.
What's up, hey, David? Guys. Love your show. It's really simple why all these really great players are having issues. We got to remember that they had iPads with real-time analysis as they were actually hitting the pitcher. They got feedback, and they prepared for hitters that way for 5 to 7 years. All of a sudden, you take all that away, and the teams that got back to see ball, hit ball quicker, like the A's and other teams, you know, are doing better. But the truth is, you know, you just kind of imploded how major league hitters prepare for to face the pitcher. Got nothing to do with cans or cheating. Honestly, I think Altuve might be a la Pedroia, a la Eckstein, where his body's just done. He's at the, you know, end of his window. It's got nothing to do with cheating. But, you know, go Astros.
And that,
after I say what I said.
Yeah, I think there might be something to that. I don't know that he's at the end. He's just having a bad stretch. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably part of it. But I think as you get to the postseason, maybe that preparation changes, and maybe you see the teams that traditionally do it well are going to do fine. And through two games, which we cannot call a trend, that's been the case. Let's try Philip from Pennsylvania. What's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing, man?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I just wanted to call from Pennsylvania. I listened to y'all, you know, from my app all day at work, because that's all that gets me through the day. But anyway, I have two questions for you, for y'all. First of all, how do you think the national media hates the Astros winning this series? I mean, I just saw Baseball Network not even mention them. And I was like, wow, man. So, and that's the first question. And the second question is, what is it going to take for Bill O'Brien to get out of the fucking heat? I mean,
whoa. Philip. Yeah, I don't blame Philip for being upset with that. And yeah, did we get it in time?
Probably not.
Yeah.
As far as the national media hating the Astros, I think that the national media doesn't really hate the Astros. I think they just don't care.
I disagree. I mean, I read a lot of websites.
No, I'm talking about why MLB Network isn't mentioning the Astros, because it was the Astros and the Twins. I mean,
anything MLB related, they're not going to want to talk about the Astros. Major League Baseball does not want to have anything to do with these guys. You look at their promos, there's no Astros in their promos. They don't want anything to do with them. And I mean, that's fine. I mean, who cares about that? As far as the national media goes, they know it gets them clicks. That's why they want to keep this thing going. And you're going to have a whole new round, I promise you, before this next series, of a reminder that the Astros were cheaters in 2017. It's not fair that they still get to keep playing. Wah. Like Nancy Armour at USA Today, and all those Christine Brennans, and all these loudmouths that do the screaming sports talk. They're all going to, oh, these guys were the worst cheaters ever. Worst cheaters ever. You're going to hear all that again, because, you know, for them, it's clicks. And, I mean, that's the media world we live in. You have to beat a dead horse until, and then you beat it some more. And then there's nothing left but bones, and you kind of crack those and suck the marrow out, and then beat on those too, because that's the media. But, you know, as a fan, you know, that's the problem, though, too. It inflames Astros fan. Right? It's like, oh, we're not cheating enough already. I'm a Dodger fan. I mean, just roll with it. Embrace it. That's what I keep saying. It's like, yeah, they hate us. That's why they're going to talk about you. They're not going to talk about you because Jose Altuve has been an MVP or Alex Correa hit a home run today. That wasn't me. That was the announcers. I just want to make that clear. They're going to talk about because they were cheaters and shame. I can't believe how many times I've seen the word shame over the last three days, too. They don't know how to use shame.
No.
There's two ways to use shame. There's Game of Thrones, and then there's us. Otherwise, don't be, oh, the shame of the Astros. There's no shame there. But, yeah, I think it's great. I do. I think it's, if you're baseball, and Major League Baseball should quit running from this and embrace it, man. They should go to the WWE and see what they do and let the Astros be the heels, because that would get ratings. Instead, I mean, that's why people are clicking on all the stories. It's WWE. It has nothing to do with whether or not it mattered. So apparently you got it in time. I'm hearing a lot of people say they didn't hear it on the radio.
Hey, good job, Aaron. Poor. I got to talk to AD about that, about the getting it to where it's on one button.
Mm.
Or just bring that button in here. We already have a hole in the wall where we can run the cords.
You sound winded from having to sprint there. That was like a 10-yard sprint. Come on, man.
No, it was still just a minor heart attack for me, because anytime I hear any, like, after being in this business for only, 6 months, your ears get trained. Anytime you hear it and you know a microphone is on, you freak out a bit.
832 says, no one hates the Astros. Like AJ said, they just don't care. I respectfully disagree.
Yeah, no, there are media who's like, their whole thing is trying to make the Astros look bad. But I do think that, like, if you didn't hear them mentioned, it could just be because the Astros were playing the Twins, and it was literally maybe besides Braves Reds has the least fan interest of any series. Well, maybe Tampa Toronto is up there.
Yeah,
but I mean those are it's not a series that anybody was excited about.
No, but that's just the old, Houston doesn't get any national attention thing. We can't have it both ways. You can't.
Yeah, you can't want the good and not deal with the bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, there's a bunch of,
maybe they feel like since they've gotten so much bad, they deserve a little bit of good.
They don't. Nobody deserves anything. Can we just when it comes to coverage and things like that, nobody deserves anything.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that a? That ball's off the top of the wall. So, still 4-1. Padre on base now. But he had to put on the brakes at third, and he probably called new brakes and said, "Hey, I got to stop at third base. How do I do it? My brakes are not working." And guys, if you need brakes done, there's no reason to go to an auto shop right now. And no disrespect to those guys, but do you want to go sit there for a couple hours and wait for them to get it done? When new brakes will come to you, new brakes will save you 20 to 50% off. They'll do it at your office. They'll do it at your home, and they do a great job. The guys that work for them are fantastic. They're quick and easy, and that whatever they tell you the price is, that's what you're going to wind up paying or less. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you go to newbrakes.com, and a lot of people have, man. I've had a bunch of friends tell me that they've used the service. Josh's wife used the service, and everybody raves about them. But if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off when you go to newbrakes.com. That's NUBRAKES.com. And they will get back to you within a couple of minutes with a quote and get you set up. It's that easy. Newbrakes.com. Mention ESPN. 10% off. NUBRAKES.com.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Have there been more runs scored in this game than there were in the Twins-Astros series? There's a tied, maybe.
Was 3-1 today, so...
Four. What was yesterday? 2-1?
No, yesterday was 4-1.
4-1, okay. Okay, not quite yet.
Yeah, so they need two more.
Okay.
So if you want to play an over-under game, there you go. Somebody said Keyshawn still called them cheaters this morning. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. I'm telling you, this is how you get noticed. If I really wanted to stir stuff up around here and be the local guy who said, I don't care if they win, they're a bunch of cheetahs. They're cheetahs. Trash can cheetahs. Yeah, I'd get a bunch of attention for that, but, you know.
You know what I do like about the playoffs this year is there's not all these days off in between.
Yeah, you don't have the weird TV stuff.
The the schedule came out for the ALDS, and it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I like it.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So from a programming standpoint, do we have? Are we going to have more Astros games?
Hopefully. Okay. I mean, it's all up to what ESPN will give us, but yeah, that's the hopes.
Somebody says, what are the odds you have a great stout recommendation with this cooler weather finally here? Go to Carbach and get AJ S'more Stout.
Of course.
Hopefully, I got to talk to the True Anomaly guys, but I think our barrel age may be ready soon. But yeah, that's where I would go. And, well, Fred, that's a hard accent you're using. It's kind of my half screamer, half Patrick Creighton, sort of. Because, I've noticed Creighton doesn't pronounce ER on anything. It's always A.
It's Dodges.
It's Dodges. Lakers. I can't quite do his accent because I can't do New York.
Yeah.
But I can do that part of it. I can just turn it into A's, which I kind of like. It sounds kind of cool. But, yeah, I don't think that would work. So... 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I have a story that Aaron gave me, I think, Friday, and we never got to.
Okay.
But it made me think of you. It made me think of Aaron. Because you guys are not a fan of black licorice.
Are you?
No, not really.
Oh, why'd you say it like that?
Well, because, I mean, I'm not a hater. It doesn't exist to me. I would never eat it. There's no point. I mean, what's the point? I'd rather chew on a stick. I mean, that's kind of what it is, right? Well, apparently, if you eat too much of it, you can die.
Black licorice?
Yes.
Makes sense.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, a guy consumed a bag and a half of black licorice every day in the weeks before his death.
Ooh.
Now, first off, I don't know how anyone could eat a bag and a half of this.
That's a lot.
But it said doctors explained that the licorice contains glyceric acid, which depletes potassium levels and contributes to heart rhythm problems. So even a small amount of licorice you can eat can increase your blood pressure a little bit. Okay, so just out of curiosity, like it's one thing, like I see all these commercials for medicines and they give you all the side effects. But
often the side effects sound way worse.
Oh, they do.
Whatever symptom you've got to begin with.
May cause death. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Don't take if you're allergic to this.
May cause testicular rotting.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite is one of the pills I'm taking now for my blood pressure. One of the side effects may cause low blood pressure.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that why I'm taking it? Theoretically?
Yeah.
Oh, but... But yeah, so basically, if you eat this stuff, you're getting all the side effects of bad medicine, and you're eating black licorice.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
No, me either. So, anyway, I really feel bad that Pennsylvania guy dropped an F-bomb, because I now know that we have two listeners in Pennsylvania. That's, because my daughter listens still sometimes when she's not schooling.
Does she?
Yeah, every now and then.
Like she's probably got more interesting stuff going
on. Oh, she does. But, I mean, every now and then she tunes in. Let's try Hemp Hill.
Well, hi, Katie.
She's probably not tuning in now.
Oh, well. Hello, Hemp Hill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ. I think I couldn't go on break because I was trying to listen to y'all while I'm at work. The Astros, they do this town proud regardless. They done been through their turmoil and everything. Let's just get behind them because they really make Houston proud. But the Texans and the Rockets, you know, like the whatever the announcer said earlier, they just need to go and fill it. Start all over. And I hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, they should be excited. I mean, fans should be excited. This is something, because obviously the Rockets are done, and we have no hope for the Texans. So,
yeah,
if you're going to have hope about anything, I still don't think the Astros are a contender. But you know what? I didn't think they were going to win this series either. So now they have, and...
Yeah, see what happens, baby. They get by the next one.
Yeah, the A's and the White Sox are not these juggernaut teams.
They don't scare you.
Who knows?
Yeah, and... See, I think the positive here is a redemption story. You know, that's what they should be latching on to, is like, okay, they were shamed. Remember, they were shamed. We have to use the shame word. And yet here they are in the American League Championship Series for the fourth year in a row, trying to redeem themselves for their past transgressions. Don't we love a good redemption story?
Usually
we do. I mean, Kobe got away with rape. OJ killed people.
Alleged. No, he didn't. He was found not guilty.
If he did it. Ray Lewis killed a dude. Guess what? People love redemption. Ben Roethlisberger. Look at him. Of course, he blocked us all on Twitter, so we can't say anything.
Yeah.
So, that's the kind of story that I think would be a positive. But I guarantee you no one in the national media is going to take that attack on the story. Somebody said that caller sounded like Bill Clinton.
I've been very candid about that. I did not have sexual relations with that young woman.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody said, I'd rather die than eat a single bite of licorice. Well, that's the good news. If you
can
eat,
do both.
You cannot die if you don't eat licorice. So there's that. That's a positive. Everybody should be happy with that. Let's see, man, I got a bunch of football stuff that maybe we can get to in the next segment, if that's okay.
Okay.
But maybe I should do my non-pedo positive Rona update.
Okay.
Because guess what? Another day, another small number of increasing cases. And this is a trend that has now gone on since...
A small increase?
No. The cases go up every day.
Okay.
But my point is, it's like 325 new cases. Yesterday was 286. I mean, we're down under 400 almost every day now, which is pretty amazing considering where we were. And this is all since about the 16th of September.
Okay.
And so remember we were supposed to get that big spike from Labor Day?
Yeah.
Didn't happen. In fact, it continues to go down. So number of new cases goes down almost daily. And for the last 7 days, this is the best week we've had in a while. So, again, that doesn't mean go out and start just forgetting about your masks and acting stupid. It means, hey, this is kind of working. So, okay, this is really getting irritating, these political texts. Helene, John from Vision America here. The election is 34 days away. I need your help. Research proves that a voter guide is critical to 75% of new voters. Just $25 can put 250 guides in the hands of new voters and change this election. Give here. Reply stop to opt out. I wonder what I'm going to reply here. First off, I'm not Helene. This is like the fifth one I've gotten for Helene.
People send me that stuff. It's like, hey, George, tell us about your service at Benny Boyd car dealership. I'm like, no, I didn't go. My name's not George.
Why do I keep getting Helene?
I don't know.
I've also been getting a lot of census stuff. We're like, oh, make sure you sign up for this. We did all that like
I'm
forever
I've been
ago.
Censused,
yeah,
right.
I'm counted.
Did it a long time ago.
They've at least gotten my name right on the political ones. The most recent one I got was talking about something called flaring, where it's going to put negative toxins in the air for pregnant women and blah, blah, blah. And the Democrat running for railroad commissioner will ban all of it and save us all and put cleaner air out there. I really just wanted to say, what if I hate pregnant women? And just see what they
say.
Well,
you know, we need fewer children. I think if the Rona's taught us anything, the fact that fewer people are on the roads and fewer people are out doing stuff, maybe we need fewer kids. And especially if the people having kids are the ones doing the gender reveals, I think it's okay. I'm not saying that, we should be advocating that this does damage, but let's just maybe wear more condoms. That would be my public service announcement. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll get to some football when we come back, and some news on your Titans and Steelers and kind of how this – I didn't start thinking about it until I started looking at my lineup and realizing I have James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster on my roster, that maybe these Rona delays might be a fantasy problem.
Could be bad. Yeah, but it sounds like they're going to play on Tuesday, which – I'm four.
Oh, I'm another night with football. I think is great, but
Are they doing the debates next Wednesday? Did I hear that right? I know they said it's a week. It should be a week from Tuesday, and then they should put football on that day. But and whatever day the debates are, that's when they should do that football game. That's my opinion.
There's a vice presidential debate on the 7th, and then the next presidential one is on the 15th.
Okay, so it's a couple weeks from now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding, they've changed their name. They used to be Allstate Siding and Windows. They're Windows and Siding. Now, why? Because they're specializing in windows, most importantly right now. They know that your house is very important to you. And they know that with all the weather that's been coming through, the hurricanes that are coming every year, the tropical storms, that you want to feel safe, you want to feel comfortable, and, of course, you want to save some money. And that's why their windows are all made in Texas, built for Texas tough weather. Rain, wind, hail, it's all covered, and it can save you up to 40% on your electric bills. I'm about to find out firsthand because the measuring was done yesterday. They came out to my house, got all my windows measured, and here in a couple weeks, I'm going to have brand new windows in my house. I'm pretty excited about that. They're here to help Houston. They've extended their specials through the fall, 25% off all windows, or buy 10, get 2 free, or $2,000 off complete siding jobs as well. Home and virtual appointments are available. They're family run for 4 generations. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, Hurricane Impact Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's Allstate Windows and Siding.
I say I do, and half the time I don't. Maybe I can't make what it may take to leave this thing behind, but I shut my eyes.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. If you